Okay, let's get into Makkos Daf Chaf Aleph as we continue here in the third parak of Elu Hein Halokin, and we are discussing the issues of payus and cutting one's beard, and we just had the 3 days in the Gemara. How do we understand the brisa that says Echad Makiv Echad Nikaf Loke? Why would the Nikaf get Malkus if he didn't do anything? And we spoke about Misayeya, different types of Misayeya. It's a very important topic relating to various issues. It's brought up, I didn't mention it, it's brought up in Hilchos Nida, actually. If a woman did not cut her nails before Shabbos, and then there's a non-Jew that's able to cut the nails, is that called Misayeya L'dvar Aveira? Again, we paskin that one shouldn't have the non-Jew, just clean under it, you don't need to cut. But either way, this is some of the issues relating to that. So now we continue. Vahamashchis. One of the other Yisurim is where one destroys the spots on his face that one is not allowed to cut with a razor. Vahamashchis pasakano. Tana Rabbana pasakano. Sof sakano. That means the sof, the edges of his beard. Ve'ezo sof zikno. Shibola zikno. The points, all 5 points on the face that one is not allowed to cut with a razor. So that is what is included in the Isser. Vahamasari tzrita achas. If somebody scratches themselves out of avelus, because they are in mourning for what happened. Tana Rabbanan, Viseret, Yochel Afilu Sarad Al Beso. You might think that even if one scratches themselves and wounds themselves for a different tragedy that happens. Again, there's a separate Isser of Chavala Ba'atzmo. There's an Isser of Chavala on anyone else. You're also not allowed to wound yourself, right? That we know from the Pasuk of Isser of Chavala in general, but we also know from the Svara that the Radvaz mentions. The Radvaz mentions the Svara in Hilchos Sanhedrin that we mentioned before in the sugya of Ein Adam Meisem Asbel Rasha, where the Rambam, the Gemara tells us in a few places, and the Rambam quotes it at the end of Perek Yud Ches in Hilchos Sanhedrin, that if somebody comes to court and says, I'm Chayiv Misa, or I am Chayiv Malkus, we don't whip him. Ein Adam Meisem Asbel Rasha. Maybe he just went crazy, maybe he's making it up, but the Radvaz there has the beautiful thought, V'ef Shalaseis Ksas Tam, L'fishe Nafsho Shal Adam Kinyano, Ela Kinyan HaKadosh Baruch. We don't belong to ourselves. Our body is on loan from Hashem. Shenamar, as Yecheskel tells us, Hanafashos Lihena. And therefore, you can't come and admit because that's taking part in your own Chavala. So again, there's a general Isra of Chavala, but if somebody scratches themselves for a mace, that's a separate Isser. So the Gemara says, Yochel, I might think Afilu Sarad Al Beso, I might think that you violate this specific Isser even on other tragedies, Al Beso Shenafal, because somebody's house fell down, Vel Svinaso, Shetava Bayama, they lost their boat, they lost a lot of money, Tamalomar, Lanefesh. Enochayev Ella Al Hameis Bilvad. Only for the mace. That is only the only time when there is a full Isser here. What about others? Any other type of tragedies? It's Mutter? Mitzad, this Isser. Again, Mitzad, general Chavala, yes, but what about this Isser? So the Sefer HaChinuch says no. That's also at least Ma'us the Usser, says the Chinuch here in Tuf Samach Zayin, by the Isser that we are discussing, says the Sefer HaChinuch, let me just find the Lashon, says the Sefer HaChinuch here, Shalom, in the Isser of Losis Godedu, in Parshas Re'eh, says the Chinuch, Shalom, Liskodid Gufeinu, we shouldn't mark ourselves, scratch ourselves, Kemoshe Ya'asu Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Velzeman Amar Losis Godedu, and a little bit later, he says, Umikama Koma Fiyanira Midivir Aboseinu Zechonim Avracha, She'ein Chiv Alav, Rak B'Mizgodid Alameis O Alavodah Zarah, Aval HaMizgodid Below Siba, Below Taina, O mitoch ka'as al beiso shenafal, o al svinaso shetava, our Gemara, af al pishu davar nim'as biyoser, u mechu'ar ve'asur, ein chiyav alav alzeh. Even though it's disgusting and usur, there's no chiyav. Why is it disgusting and usur? Because it is inactive avelus, but again, Hashem is in charge. We have to accept, right? We have to be makabel yisurin. We have to be makabel. Again, there's a katzab of avelus and aninus. But this type of physical wounding is something that is not acceptable, even not for a mace, but for other tragedies as well. Continuing the Gemara. So it's only for a mace, the full isser. Uminayin lemisare chamei sritos. How do we know that 5 marks for 1 mace is 5 averus? Tamalomar viseret lechayev al kol srita visrita. Rabbi Yosi Omer minayin lemisari srita achas al hay mesim shuchayev al kol achas vaachas. The opposite. How do I know if I mark 1 but I have 5 mesim in bekavana? I'm chayev for each one. Tamalomar lenefesh lechayev al kol nefesh v'nefesh. That's what the word lenefesh is. Says the Gemara Va'afikte. We already used that 5 lines ago. Lebeis oshenafal. Lenefesh is already used up to teach me the halacha that only lemeis, but not for others. How can you use it here to teach me that you're chayiv for each and every meis? Answer, Ksavar of Yossi, Srita v'gedida achasi, v'ksif hasam lemeis. We know there's two psukim, v'sera lenefesh, and there's also losis godadu. So Rabbi Yossi holds they're really one, so if it says meis by one, so you could use it for the other, and you don't have to use this lemeis to limit, so you can use this lemeis for teaching me that you're chayiv for each and every meis. Period. Amar Shmuel, ha-misareit b'kli chayiv. If somebody is misareit b'kli, somebody scratches themselves with a kli, one is chayiv, chayiv two, Rashi points out, with the Rivan. Sorry, as we know, the Rivan took over on the Yud Tes Amud Beis. Rashi's son-in-law says the Rivan on top, the travayu bein b'yad bein b'kli, because both Srita and Gedida, right, this is going back on Rav Yossi. Actually, we should have read it before. But Shmuel, the same svara would apply here. Hamasarit v'kli chayev. Let's just read that one on the second line in the Rivan. Havade pshita l'kulei alma. It's pshita, the ikar gedida mashma b'kli. The ikar srita mashma b'yad. Each one is mashma something, but Shmuel is saying, v'kamar Shmuel, hamasarit b'kli alameis chayev. V'lo kamar megadeit b'kli, shem srita shayev b'kli. It's both chayiv shnei lav and mishum misareit or mishum megadeit. Right, it's both. Right, the Ritva says af bikli, not only biyad but af bikli. One would be chayiv two. Meisve, is that really true? Srita v'gedida achasi elash srita biyad v'gedida bikli. Shmuel says you'd be chayiv two, but 1 minute. Didn't we have the brisa that says they're all the same things? So if you do one, you're only chayiv one. Huda amak Reb Yossi. So that he holds like Reb Yossi on the top. We just said srita v'gedida achasi. So therefore, it could be. He has a Tana to hold like. Continue. Tani Tana Kameh, Derb Yochanan, Derb Nachman, Ala Mace, Bain Biyad, Bain Bakli, Chayef. For a mace, if somebody is in mourning, so whether they use their hands or a utensil, Chayef, Ala Vodas Kochavim, Biyad Chayef, Bakli Pater. For a Vodas Zarif, use Yad, then you're Chayef. Bakli Pater. Says the Gemara, why is that? It should be the opposite. But if Chaksiv. It says the opposite by the Nevi'e Habal in that parak of Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, Malachim Aleph Parak Yudches, Vayizgodudu Kemishpatam, Becharvos Uvir Ramachim, right? They cut themselves with charvos, with swords and spears. This pasuk is specifically in the context where they are calling to their God. Remember, they put the mizbechos on the top of Har Carmel. Eliyahu says, "Please, you go first." Vayichu es apar shenasan lahem vayasu vayikru b'shem habal meyaboker ad asarayim lemar habal anenu. They ain't called. They don't know nothing. Vayafaschos la mizbech asherasa. They were trying to get it to the fire to come down. We know the Chazal that says Chiel was underneath. He was going to light a fire, but he was bitten by a snake. We discussed that at the end of Sanhedrin. Vayihi bat saharayim vay. In the afternoon, Eliyahu starts making fun of them. Maybe he's sleeping. Call out of Ayikad, Yakas, you got to wake him up. And so what they do? Vayikru b'kol gadol, and here's the pasuk. Vayizgodadu kibishpatam, b'charavosu b'ra machim. This is part of the avoda. They cut themselves with swords and spears, at shvoch dam alehem, until blood came out. That's also a discussion in the postkim, is the oyster only where blood comes out. Vayhi kavar at sarayim, vayisabar alos hamincha, vein kol, vein onev, vein kashev. Elio says, you know, come to me, and he says, aneni Hashem aneni, and then we have the story of Elio bar Carmel bringing the fire down. But that's where this context is. So the pasuk Gemara asks, how could you say that Avodah Zarah is only chayav biyad, not bekli? It's the opposite. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela ema biyad pater bikli chayev. So we switch it. Good. The chayev al harosh. The Mishnah then went into the where exactly the places were for cutting off the peos harosh and cutting off the spots on the beard. The chayev al harosh machvi Rav Sheshes bein pirki reishi. Rav Sheshes showed. He showed his talmidim exactly where the spots were. Vala zakan shtayim mikam v'shtayim mikam v'achas v'lamata. The beard spots machvi Rav Sheshes bein pirki dikna. Also there. Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah, if you cut them all at once, so then that's only one iser. In all of the chulu kasavar chalavu, it's one lav, and therefore if you cut all the spots, it's only one avera. But then the Mishnah said, v'enachayev ashi titlenu b'tar, only with a razor. So, and we mentioned that that is a machlokas, Rambam and the Rush, whether it that applies to the hair as well, if the limit is with a razor. Tan Rabbanan upa'as, and we said no. We said we're machmer lechumra that it's not only with a razor when it comes to the payas. That's only a limit to the zakan. Tan Rabbanan v'asakanam lo yigalechu. Pasuk says by kohanim they should not destroy, they should not shave their beard. Yochol afilu, the spots on the beard that cannot be shaved. Yochol afilu gilchol b'misparayim yichayev. You might think the issur d'oraisa applies even if they use a scissors, which is not a close shaving, getting to the root act. Tamaloma lo tashchis. No, it also says lo tashchis by Yisrael. First pasuk by Kohen, and the second is Yisrael. Lo tashchis has to be an act of destruction, which means killing and ripping out the hair from underneath. Ilo tashchis yochel afilu im lukto b'malak maritini yechayev. If the Isra is about hashchasa, you might think you could also use these types of blades, which are not normally used for shaving. Tamaloma lo yigalechu. No, it has to be something that's usually used for giluach. Haketzad, giluach sheish bo hashchasa, haviomer zetar. And that's why it is a razor. Right? The big discussion on halacha lemaisa in terms of certain types of shavers. Most electric shavers are fine. There are some that the lift-in cuts and the ones that are supposed to give a special type of close shave. So it's a discussion in the poskim. Right? Some say there's a certain part they have to take out and remove because it gets too close, and that's considered hashchasa, I guess, underneath. And other poskim say no. It says it's very close, but it's not really. It's the same type of motion of on top, even though it pulls it up a little bit, and therefore one doesn't have to worry as long as it's any of the electric lift, even the lift and cuts. One should ask their local posek to know exactly that case. Good. And it also relates to the discussion here. The Ritva here discusses about misparayim ke'en ta'ar. What if you have a misparayim, but it acts like a ta'ar? That's kind of what we're talking about too here. So that is a big discussion, halacha l'maisa. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, afilu lakto b'malki b'ritaini chayef. Rabbi Blazer includes those in the Isser. Manavshach, says the Gemara, how does he include those? E gamir gzeirah shava, if he has the gzeirah shava between the two psukim in chav perachav aleph and yutes and vayikro li boi tar. So it's only a hashchasa, so it should be only a razor. E lo gamir gzeirah shava misparayim nami, if he doesn't learn the gzeirah shava, so anything should be asur daraisa, even scissors. Lo, la'olam gamir gzeirah shava, really he learns the gzeirah shava, viksavar haninami giluach avdi. He learns the Gzeirah Shavah, so it has to be an act of destruction, but he assumes these are also normally used, and therefore it could also fulfill the requirement of Giluach. So this takes us through the Isser of Peyas HaRosh and the Isser of Giluach Zaka. There's a lot of Kabbalistic ideas also about a beard being considered a Hadras Panim. We discussed this in Navi Shiurim when the armies of David HaMelech went and were sent back with their beard half shaved off, which was very embarrassing. And the Rishonim, the Radak, they discusses, so why don't they shave the other half off? Right? That would have been nice. No, that would have been even more embarrassing, because in those days, having a beard was considered something that was very normal and common. And without a beard at all, that was very uncommon. Again, many halachas are affected by the realities of society in terms of shaving, in terms of shaving during Svira, in terms of shaving during other times. Again, very important topics. Okay, next Mishnah. Hakosev ksovis kaka. What about the Isser of tattooing? That's also an Isser daraisa. Kovik ksovis kaka, that is the Isser. Tattooing, as the Rivan here, and the Rambam explains, it's two parts, right? First is the cutting, well, two parts, I shouldn't say first. One is the cutting of the skin, and one is the depositing of the ink. Which do you do first? So we would have said, like the Rambam says, first you cut the skin, and then you put the ink in. Right, the two stages of tattooing. The Rivan here has the opposite. Kosev Trila on the third wide line. Kosev Trila Basara Basamo Basikra. First you pour the ink on in where you want it, and then you make the cut in the skin, and then the ink kind of just falls in. V'yacharkach mekakeh abasar b'machat o b'sakin v'nichnas hatseva b'ena orla habasar. V'nirebo kol hayamim. So number one, machlokas Rishonim, is what's the order? What's the order? Number two is how long? The Rivan's Lashon is kol hayamim. Is the Isser Daraisa of tattooing only if it's there forever? What if it's there for many days? The language of the Nemuki Yosef here. Nemuki Yosef in the back here says many days. Doesn't Dafka have to say forever? But many days is also included in the Isser of tattooing. Lashon, right, it's on the last page of the Nemuki Yosef. V'nichras sham zman gadol. Right, Zman Gadol. Right, that's what it doesn't say that it is for forever. Point number two in tattooing. Point number three is there something specific to letters? Well, let's continue the Mishnah first, and then we'll get to it. Says the Mishnah, Kasav alo kakea, what if he marked, but he didn't pour in the ink? Kakev alo kasav, or you pour the ink on, but you didn't cut the skin. Eno chayav ashi yoto v'kakea. You have to do both. Bidyo, right, we change it on the side with either black ink, ubechol, with blue ink, ubechol davar, shehu roshim, with anything that is permanent that stays. Rishimin Yehudov, Mishim Rabbi Shimon Omer, Enochayev, Ashayichtov, Sham, Es Hashem. As we'll see what that means, the shame of Avodah Zarah, right, he limits the Isser. Shenemar, Ksovas Ka'akal, Losinu Bachem, Ani Hashem. The Gemara will talk about exactly what is meant in his requirement. But the question is it limited to letters, right, the Isser of tattooing? The Sefer HaChinuch, Reish Nun Gimel, the Isser of tattooing. Inyan hu, shekamosh osin hayom yishmeilim, shekosvim bivsaram ksav mechuka, vitakua she'enu nimchak, la'olam. So he has la'olam. Mishar she'a mitzvah, he connects this to Avodah Zarah, but then he says midini ha'mitzvah. Mashar mizachon lavracha, shekol makam shebeguf. Any spot on the body has this iser. Bein megula, bein mechuse, bibegadim, bechlal iser zeh. Even if nobody will ever see it, it's still aser de araisa. Veno heges, bechol makom, ubechol zman, bizacharim, ubenekevos. Men and women, the same iser. The over al zeh. Here's his lashon. Vekasav, afilu os achas. Bechol makom shebegufo. Even if he writes one letter. Sheichakuk v'rashum be'echad mimini atzvam haroshmim, loke. If he writes one letter, that is going to be malchus. And if others did it to him, that if he's b'sayaya, right, like the makif of the nikaf, minachlal hayadua, lav sheim amaisi, in lokan alav, unless he is misayaya. The Minchas Chinuch notes here that other Rishonim don't require letters, any picture. Shah Rishonim ainim avur dafka os. El Rishima ba'alma gamkein chayiv ayin la'el. He says anything would be, any type of picture would be included. Again, there are many interesting shaylas halacha lamaisa. Right, what about fake tattoos? Right, is that even a Maris Ayin issue? Children often have tattoos. What about cosmetic tattooing? Sometimes women mostly get cosmetic tattooing, which stays for a while. So is that any issue? So again, there are a number of reasons. Lahakel, the Dea of Shem Hashem, only a shame. We might not paskin that way. But number one, it's not forever, as we saw. Maybe the order, the Rivon and the Rambam, you have something to rely on. Maybe only letters. There are many limitations, but again, one should ask. The interesting part of this sugya is, what about the removal of tattoos? Two shilas that come up in the postgame. Number one, the Minchas Yisfak has a tshuva, unbelievable tshuva, that there was a Baal tshuva that came to him, and he, well, obviously became dati, and he had a tattoo. The problem was, he had a tattoo right in the Makam HaTfilin. So that's not a problem for chatzitza, right? It's under the skin. So it's not a problem. If I clean my hand and my skin is colored for some reason because I can't get some of the color off, it's okay as long as it's under the skin. The problem was that the tattoo was a picture of a naked woman in the makam tefillin mamish. Because what do you do about tefillin? So you can't switch your arms, right? We know if you put tefillin on the wrong arm, so then you're not yotzei the mitzvah tefillin. So what does this guy do? And he wants to wear tefillin. What, he's anus? Sounds like as if he doesn't have an arm? So you might have said that. But what's the exact iser? Obviously, it's a bizayon. It's maus. So the Minchas Yitzchak suggested that if he puts another piece of leather underneath the box, because you can't put something else, not leather, because that would be a chatzitza. So you put something else underneath, connected, so he says that would be enough of a chatzitza, so it won't be mo'os to the tefillin, but it will be enough, considered part of the tefillin, that it won't be a chatzitza. Again, because you can't remove. Removing a tattoo would also, again, the tshuva was written in the 1980s, maybe in the days of laser, where it could be removed by laser, so that could be a different story, but that was then. The other tshuva that's discussed, shaila that's discussed, is what about the lahavdil, is what about the concentration camp numbers, the Auschwitz number, right? Is that an issue to remove, not to remove? Rav Zilberstein discusses this about removing something that was put on Ba'ones. But many of the Achronim that Rav Zilberstein here quotes says not. The Shuvas Mimamakim, Rav Ashi writes, no, Dafka, keep it on. It's a Kiyam of Zechiras Amalek. And Bakakua shall anatsim anumarim shall kutusha shmo yisbarach horagnu kolayom. The Doresh Damim osam zachar lo shachak sakasa navim. The Yiskayim banu a pasuk harnino goyim amo kidam avatav yikom and akam yeshivu tsaraf. Right? And we leave it on. The Makayim the mitzvah of Amalek. And so we remember what, and the whole world remembers what was, what the Nazis Yimach Shemam did. So Dafka, not to remove it, to keep it on as a show of Mesiris Nefesh of Klal Yisrael. So, continuing the Mishnah. The Mishnah, this is all about the tattooing issue. Says the Mishnah, Gemara, Amar Le'Ravach, Amar Le'Ravach, Le'Ravashi, about the last line, that the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, you're not Chayev unless you write the shame. What shame? At Sheikhtov Ani Hashem, Mamish, until you write Ani Hashem, that's what he holds that you have to write. Amar Le'Lo, because Tani Bar Kapara, Eino Chayev, Sheikhtov Shame, Avodas Kochavim. The shame of an avodah zara. Shenem raksoves kaka lo sinu bachem ani Hashem below acher, right? Not acher, and it can't be any others. Even according to Reb Shimon, the Rivan here notes it's usur for to write anything. It's just that the full isidaraisu with malchus might only be in this way. Amr of Malkia, Amr of Adabar Ava, usur lola adam shitini for makle al gabe makaso. Mebede sheniris kiksoves kaka. A person is usher to put afer makle, some type of ashes, a special type of ashes, which had healing powers on his wound, because the mark of that ashes will last forever, for very long, and therefore it's marisayin. Marisayin nire tiksovas kaka. That's what the Rivan and the Ritva both say here. Varoshim nire sham achar zman, aval offer ba'amalo. Stam offer is okay. But the problem is, this offer, because it is something that will last for a very long time. The Ritva here says on this line of the, related to, let me just find the line. Yes, Ephraim Makla, Pirish, Isser Durabanan. For sure, I mean, it's Marasayin. The Kazoma Farshim, Dafka, Rav Malki, Efer Makla, Shisham Rojo, Afer Ba'am Alo, Mutter, Avar Beno Meir, Alevi, Zal Kasev, Hu Adin Lafer Da'alma. Rav Meir says, any dirt. El Dunaka, Rocha Demilsa, the Eino Nire, says the Ritva, I don't think so, because regular dirt doesn't, regular ashes even doesn't leave a mark. So I think it is just, this time. So that is, Rav Malkiya. Amr of Nachman Breid, Rav Ika, a Gemara, a line that comes up in a few places in Shas. There are two people, Rav Malkiyo and Rav Malkiya. They each said three statements. So, which one did each of the three say? So that's a Machlokas, 2 days in the Gemara. Shvod, Shvachos, Vegumos. We're not going to go into what each one of these are. Rashi, the Rivan here, quotes where they come from. Shvod, Machos, Vegumos, Rav Malkiyo. Bluris, Ephraim Akle. That's the one for us. Vigvina, Rav Malkiya. That's the three statements said by each of them. Rav Papa, Amar Rav Papa argues, Masnisa nu Masnisa. All the Mishnah and the Brisa, the Tanaitic evidence, Rav Malkiya. Shmaitata, the Amoraim's statements, Rav Malkiya. V'simanech, and how do you remember that Rav Malkiya, the one with the feminine, meaning because they have an Aleph at the end, he's the one that has the Mishnahs and the Brises, Masnisa Malkasa. The Mishnah, the Brisa, Tanaim, they're the queens. They're the queens, they're authoritative. And that's why, that's how you remember that Rav Malkiya was the one that said all the ones that were from the Tanoim. Might be. Now Shvachos is the one that switches. Obviously, there's a lot to say about the Mishnayos being what's authoritative. We last discussed this, if you remember, at the end of Masechah Sanhedrin, at least in the last parak of Masechah Sanhedrin, where the Gemara discussed how long the world was going to be, and the Gemara says, at least according to one day, 6,000 years long, first 2,000 years are Tohu, the next 2,000 years are Torah, and the next 2,000 years are Yemos HaMashiach. So the Gemara discussed, and the Rashi there discussed, what exactly happened at the year 2,000 and 4,000, the year 2,000 Torah started, and at the year 4,000, Torah ended, right? So how are we supposed to understand that? So Rashi there and the Marsha there discusses that really Torah did not end at the year 4,000. The year 2,000, that's where Avram Avinu was born in 1948, he was 52 years old, at the year 2000, so that's when maybe the monotheism and Harbatzah's Shem Hashem happened to the world. But at the year 4,000, Torah didn't end, it's just that Yemos HaMashiach started. That was what Rashi says. But the Marsha on that Gemara, Sanhedrin, Sadi Zayin, and the Torah Tamima says the same thing And his commentary on Chumash say no. About the year 4000 is what the Mishnah, when the Mishnah was recorded by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and the Mishnah has authority. The Mishnah is the queen, as the Gemara says here. As Rov Rasum, you can't argue on the Mishnah. Yes, we have the Kesef Mishnah in Mamrim, which seemed to say maybe you can, but just that they wouldn't. But most assume that they wouldn't because they couldn't. And the Mishnah has special power, special authority, and that's what, as how you remember, Rav Papa's view of Masisa no Masisa, Rav Malkiya. Let's finish up to the Mishnah. Rabbi Rabbi Akapid Afila Rivda Dukusilha. He was even mocked, even on a tiny little prick that he used for bloodletting, he also would not put the ashes on that because of this chash. Ravashi Amar Kamakam Shisha Maka Makaso Mochiach Alav. Wherever there's a maka, there's a wound, there's no problem. Because the maka is magala. There's no maris ayin there. Because it's known. It's known why a person has that, have the ashes on. And that is what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. There is no problem if it is all, if there is a wound there. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Kuf Pei. The one Simen in Shulchan Aruch on tattooing. Right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes that if it is only on a wound, so then it is, it is okay. Mutar liti nefer makla makasa, right? Against the earlier Shulchan Aruch, the Taz says afilu efer kira shukasha umakakas makam amake vaharoshim nirisha machar zman. Even though you have all these issues, it's going to last. Afilu achi mutar to makaso mochiach alav. He quotes our Gemara. Afilu laachar shachaisa amake become makam nisha sham roshim amake. And even you want to say after the wound heals, still people are going to know. And therefore, it is going to be okay, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins, one is allowed to put it on a fair makla on any wound. And the poskim discuss here different shita issues related to tattooing. We continue now with the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Nazir. A Nazir that's drinking wine all day. We know a Nazir is usher in three Isurim. Not allowed to drink wine. And there are a number of Isurim related to the Isur of wine. One is not allowed to drink wine. One is not, he's not allowed to become Tameh. And he is also not allowed to cut his hair. And the Mishnah here is going to talk about all three of the Isurim. So again, the first the Mishnah says, Nazir Shayesho Se Yayin Kol Hayom. He's drinking wine all day. He's violating his Naziris. Ein Chayev Ela Achas. He's drinking wine all day. He only gets one Malkus, one Isser. Why? Why? That's a discussion in the Rishonim. The Ritvi here quotes both opinions. It's the Rashi. Tosfos quotes Rashi, and it's Tosfos on the previous Amud. What the Isser is, two root possibilities. Number one is because it's a Hasra problem. But you get Hasra before the start of the drink, so the later drinking is not Mitzurif, is not connected to the original Hasra. That's why you're not going to get punished, except one. Or Tosfos seems to say that it's all looked at as one halachic drinking. There's no hefsik. If there's one Hasra at the beginning, and there's nothing to be mafsik, so then it's one halachic drinking, and that's why it is not going to be more than one Aveira, says the Ritva. The Ritva quotes both of these. Pirish Rashi. Ki e efshar lechaivo ela amasha shasa tokede dibur shal asra. Ti ilu b'masha shasa chreichen yachalomar ish taloi. Right, he could say, I forgot. V'hikshu b'tosvos, da koin shabal chamesh almanos, o almana grusha v'chala ozona b'guven muchlakin chayv asra achas, akol achas v'achas. One asra with five Aveiras. So you see there, that's also your, it's mechuyev, even though you might have said you forgot, elavadai kivan shehischil ba'avera samach lasra sulak lamimrish taloy alacheros, and therefore you have to give a different shot. The time of the hacha pirish ri the kivan shekol ayin sheshasha sam shem echad veguf echad abba bishaolech b'shoze b'zeachar ze hakol nechshav shtia achas kivan she'ein kan ela hasra'a achas, because there's only one hasra'a. So that is the Ritva says, though, according to this, if it's all one hasra'a and one maisa, then what happens if he takes a break in the middle? If he takes a break, he doesn't drink straight, so then that would be a nafkamina. According to Rashi, according to the first pshat, we would say you'd still be only chayiv one. But according to the second pshat that he quotes from the Ri, it could be that just like hasra would be mechalik, so too, break, stopping would be mechalik, and it would be considered different averis, and in that way you'd be chayiv more than one. So that's a discussion what the reason is for the first line, two different days in the Ritva. He quotes a Rashi, which we don't have, and the Tosfos on the previous Amud. Amru lo al tishte, but if all that throughout the day they keep giving him hasra, don't drink, v'hu shoseh, chayiv okalachas v'achas, the hasraos are mechalik. Number two, Kolayom, he keeps going into the cemetery. Eino chayev ala achas, he only chayev one. Amr lo atatame atatame, if he goes and says, don't, he keeps getting hasra. V'umetame chayev ala achas v'achas. Then he's chayev on each and every tumah. Right, the Gemara talks about a nazir. What if a nazir and a Kohen Gadol, are walking down the street, and they both see a meis mitzvah. Right, so who's Matame? So a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir have to be Matame for the Meis Mitzvah. But which one? Which one is on a higher level? That's a machlokas. Some say the Nazir, some say the Kohen Gadol. But the Hashkafa behind it is mentioned as a Kohen Gadol. What would you think? We would think of Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol Yarshin, that position, right? Kahuna. Nazir, he did himself. It's his own. So maybe in that way, he's a little more chamor. Either way, that's the interesting machlokas. But either way, if he's Matame on purpose, then he's chayev al kalachas v'achas if there is hasra that separates. Hayim agaleach kol hayom, eno chayev al achas. If he's cutting his hair all day, he's only chayev one. Amrulo, al tegaleach, al tegaleach. V'um agaleach, if he gets hasra by each one, chayev al kalachas v'achas. You have the same thing by each three. The Shita Mekubetzes in Nazir, where this is quoted on Daf Mem Beis, wonders why we have all three. It's the same rule by all three. Why dafka do I need all three? It's a question the Gemara would ask, but the Gemara doesn't. So says the Shinu Gubet, says Mem Beis Amid Aleph there in Nazir. Tzricha, di tana yayin, if you only have a case of wine, hava mina dinu de lachayev al kol chad v'chad, kishi hisri bo al kol echad v'echad. Maybe only by wine would we say the hasra makes it different, separate maisim, mishum da'akati b'niziru sekoi. Because there, at least your naziris hasn't been nistar, hasn't been uprooted. You're still in your naziris if you drink wine, you have to stop. That's not like, come on. Hayosim and Agefen, Enos Oser Klal Mashasa, Aval Tuma, the Sasra Hakol. But if somebody, if a Kohen Nazir becomes Tame, we know he has to start again. Maybe there, right when he has one Avera, boom, it's done. You don't look at further Averas. He's no longer a Nazir. Right? He has to start again. Kamash Blanda Bechaya. That's why you have to have the case of, the second case of Tuma. V'itana Tuma, if you only have that case, Hava Amina Tuma Shaini, De Chamira Shesoseres Hakol. Afilu b'naziris meruba shemayayom. He's a nazir for 100 days. Everything is gone. Avo tiklachas. But if he gets a haircut, to lo sasra ela shloshim yom. He only loses 30 days if he gets a haircut. Lo lilki akol chad v'chada. Ema lo lilki akol chad v'chada. Maybe he shouldn't get malchus for each one. Kamash malan. That's why you have each of them in the. That's the srichasa for each of them in the Mishnah. Good. So now we have the next case. Hayalavish killed Bikalayim. The Rivon wants to make sure we're not confused. Hayalavish, this is Echar Menashuk. We're no longer talking about a Nazir. Somebody from the Shuk, somebody's wearing Kalayim. Kol Hayom, in Anechshav El Achas. It's only considered one Isser, and you only get one Malkus. Amrulo, Al Tilbash, Vuposhe, Velovesh. Don't wear it. He keeps taking it off and putting it on, Separate Averis, Chayiv, Al Kol Achas, Va'achas. He's Chayiv for each and every one. Kilai Begadim is a unique, fascinating sugya, right? Many different lumdish topics discussed. We know it's one of the five types of kilayim. Kilai zra'im, kilai hakerem, kilai behema, the two types of kilai behema, cross breeding and cross working, which Bezrin will come up right now, and also shatnas, kilai begadim, right? The five types of kilayim. The poskim discussed, there's a mishnah in Maseches Kilayim, perek tes halacha hey. Is there a requirement for kavana when it comes to the Isser of Shatnas? Why, what's the Mishnah? The Mishnah is quoted in Shabbos and not Daf Chavtes. That is where the Rishonim discussed this problem. The Mishnah says, Mochrei Ksus, what if I'm a salesman? I'm a clothing salesman. So I put on all the clothes to model for the people. What if I put on a bunch of the clothes and it's Shatnas with each other? So Mochrei Ksus, Mochrei Kedarkon, they're allowed to, no Isser. Ubilvachi, Elo Yiskaven, Bechama, Bebreachama, Ubikshame, Bebreachshamim. As long as you don't have Kavana for protection. Use it for protection from the sun, from the rain. Vatsnuin, and the super special people, mafshilun b'makal acharem. They used to put it on a stick over their back, and they wouldn't have it directly on their bodies. But ask all the Rishonim, what about the concept of psik resha? Right, we have, by Nazir, we have outside of Hilchos Shabbos, by Nazir we have, you know, combing your hair. Right, that's a concept of psik resha, right? So, what is Nazir's not allowed to comb his hair? And other contexts. So, right, the case of Cirrus, right? Somebody takes medicine and it's vada, like it could cause Cirrus, right? So, all of these, there's psik resha outside of Hilchos Shabbos. So, you have to reshown him. So, Tosfos there. Shabbos Chavtes says, Ubeinyin de lohavi psik resha. It must be talking about a case where it's not a psik resha. Meaning, psik resha would be a problem by Shatnez. But here it's not psigresha kegon shulavish mabusha macherim lahagin alam ibn acham ibn asina. He already has other clothing on. He has other clothing to protect him. So he doesn't need this clothing to protect him. So that is why it is not a psik resha. But there are other days. The Ran and Chulin, Daf Lam and Bezim and Aleph in the Dafi Arif there says there's no psik resha by Isurei Hana'a. There's only a psik resha by Shabbos, and that's a much discussed Ran in the Achronim. Rav Shimon Shkaf talks about it in the third shar. In the Shara Yosher, but that is the answer number two. The third day, which is specific to Shatnez, the Ramban, the Ran quote that in Shabbos, later on in Shabbos, Daf Kufyat Aleph, they discuss, well, maybe if somebody doesn't have Kavana, so then that's a Chisaron in the Levisha Shatnez. The first two answers were general. It's not a Psikresha, or Psikresha doesn't apply here, but maybe it's a Chiddush in Shatnez. It's not called a Malbush. If I don't have kavana, for protection of what clothing is supposed to be, so it's not called a malbush, because kavana is part of the principle of the iser of levishas kelayim, and if I don't have it, then it's not going to be yasser. That's one major issue. What if somebody? Let's continue, and then we'll talk more. Yesh continues the Mishnah. Yesh, once we're talking about kilai begadim, we'll talk about kilai behema. Yesh choresh telamechad v'chayev alav shem shmon alavin. I could do one plowing, and I could get eight averis. There are seven listed here in the Mishnah. The Rishonim, Tosfos here, and others discuss what's the eighth. Okay, but we'll focus on the ones in the Mishnah. Hachoresh b'shar v'chamor. Somebody plows with a shar and a chamor. Right, the pasuk says in Kiseitzi lo sacharosh b'shar v'chamor yachtov. The isar of kilai behema. V'hein mukdashin. Another avera. The isra mi'ila. Right, you're using behema of the Beis Hamikdash. V'kilayim bekerem, and it happens to be in a vineyard. So you're violating kilayim bekerem. U'bishvias, and you're plowing during shmita. Interesting, there's a machlokas we showed him whether Harisha is usur during Shemitah. The other doesn't say that Beferish in the Torah, unless you say Becharisha Bakasir Tishbos is referring to Shemitah, but that's a discussion we had a few weeks ago. The first Rambam in Hilchos Shvi'is, Shemitah V'Yovel discusses it, V'yantif, and it's Yantif. V'Kohen V'Nazir B'Beis HaTumah. And he's a Kohen and he's a Nazir in a cemetery. So all of these have Averis related to them, and each of them can be discussed at length. One discussion that the Achronim have here, on general, is, don't we say Ein Isser Chalal Isser? Once something is Asr already, it can't be Chal on something again. So let's say Shvius and Yantif. The whole year is Asr to plow. Shemitah. So why would we say that the Isser would get more, right? There'll be another Isser of Yantif. That's a discussion of the Shar HaMelech. Shar HaMelech discusses in Malchus Asuros, why don't you say Ein Isser Chalal Isser? And he has three answers. Says, number one, maybe our Tana holds Isser is Chalal Isser by an Isser Kolel. It's more inclusive. Why? Because there's a lot of more malachas that are usher on Yantif than are just usher in Shemitah. Number one. Number two, maybe it's talking about during Erev Shvias. It's during Toses where you're allowed to plow in certain areas. Okay. And number three, he says, She Yantif Chashiv Isser Mosif, because in Shvias, it's only Aser the Avos. And Yantif has Avos and Toldos are Aser, so that's why Ein Isser Chalal Isser. The Karen Ora has a very fascinating creative shot in Yevamos, on Daf Lamed Gimel, where he says, Shvius is an Isser on the Karka, while Yantif is an Isser on the Gavra. And you don't say Ein Isser Chalal Isser if it's two types of Isurin. That's what the Karen Ora in Yevamos. V'chol shemahus Yisurim chalukim zeh mizeh, sho ha'echad Isser Gavra v'asheni Isser Chepsa, Ein me'akvin zeh et zeh mi la'chul. That is a chiddush in both, but a beautiful thought of the Karen Ora. Go, one other balaturim. I think we mentioned this before. The Shor v'chamar. This is a machlokas rishonim. By Kilai Behema, does it only apply to a kosher and a non-kosher animal, or two different non-kosher animals? Right, if I put a horse and a zebra, right, on the wagon together, right, two non-kosher animals, right, is that an isser or not? The Rambam seems to say it's only one kosher, one non-kosher. The Rambam says that beferish. Kal osim alacha b'shnei minei behema ochaya ke'echad v'haya echad mehen min tahora v'asheni min temeya harei ze loke b'chol makom shenemar lo sachrosh b'shor b'chamor yachtov afilu b'kol loke. That's what we related to. We spoke about chasma b'kol last week. But even if I make them go with a kol loke, that is the Rambam, one kosher, one not kosher. The Kesef Mishnah here quotes the Tur, who quotes his father, that even if it is the Rush, even if it is different non-kosher or different kosher animals, that is also Aser Daraisa. Within the Rambam's world, though, the Balaturim, actually the Bala Turim himself, we just looked at the tour, the Bala Turim says, you know what the Tama Mitzvah maybe might be behind Lo Sochar Tzor V'Chamor? One kosher, one non-kosher. Because the kosher is chewing its cud, and the non-kosher is looks at the kosher one and sees him chewing, even though he ate lunch an hour ago. But he thinks he's eating lunch now, and it's Tsar. One of the Makoras for Tsar Balechayim. Lafisha Shor Malagira Vachamar Eno Malagira. Ukshayira Shor Malagira Yesavar Shu Ochelu Mitztair. Vizeo Altachro Shal Reacha Ra. Shagorim Lachamar Shachorish Al Re'ehu Ra'ah. One of the sources for Tsar Balechayim, the concept that the Gemara never quotes a source for Beferish, many sources quoted by the Mefarshim, that's the Bala Turim in Dvarim Parachabes Pasayud. On this pasuk, but we continue. So somebody plows, they get eight of theirs. Says the Gemara, Chananya ben Chachinai Omer, Afalovish Kilayim. Even if, what if he's wearing Kilayim? Another Avera. Amrulo, Eino Hashem. No, that's a different type of Avera. He could also be wearing, I don't know, other Averas. He could also be eating not kosher at that moment. No, it has nothing to do with the plowing. Armalem Avanazir lo hu Hashem. Nazir and Kohen also is not Menashem. Says the Bartanura, what would he say back? No, they are. Because he has to walk into the cemetery to plow. If he has to walk into the cemetery to plow, so that is connected to the Harisha. We continue. So our Gersa has, in parentheses a little bit, Amar Abibi, Amar Avosi, Poshivalovish, Vamish. Is it a question here or is it a statement? How much, the Bryce says that if you keep taking it off and putting it back on, it's a separate issur. Afilu machnesu motzi beis yad unkeli shelo. Is it even if he just kind of like pulls off his sleeve and puts it back on? Or does he have to remove the whole clothing and then put it back on? Which is required. So machvi rav acha bered rav ika iyuli efuke. He showed him putting it in and putting it out. So still, what does that mean? It's unclear. Machlok has been shown him. The Rivan just has one word, mamish. Which makes it sound like you have to take it off and put it back on fully. Meaning, and if you don't do that, then you only chayev one. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Lo Shoa Ela Kedei Lifsho Velo Bosh Chayev. Even if you just delayed, you had it on with enough time to take it off and put it back on, that enough is enough to be chayev. And the Rishonim asked the obvious question, where's the Maisa? It's a Lav Sheim B'Maisa now. You just left it on with enough time to take it off and put it back on. It's a Lav Sheim B'Maisa, says the Tosfos in Masechta Shavuos Daf Yud Zayin. As long as you have a Maisa originally, and you haven't broken from that Maisa is enough to be considered a Lav She'yesh Bo Maisa. Shehitkima de Tchilas HaLavisha Al Yidei Maisa. That is what Tosfos says in Maseches Shavuos and Daf Yud Zayin. If you look in the Ritva here, again, the Ritva is always in the clutch on this Masechta, says the Ritva right here, the Avag Abdullah Pasha Lavash Chayiv Al Kalachas Va'achas Im Lo Hayelo Pnai Livsho. Doesn't say that because the beginning Maisa. Because you could have taken it off, and you didn't, and you chose not to, but you could have taken it off, put it back on. That's enough to be considered a Maisa. That's discussion exactly what he means by that. Is that something different than Tosfos, which Pashas it is, or is it something something similar? Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. Yesh choresh tlam v'chulu. Am Rav Yanai b'chabura nimnu v'gamru hachol b'kelayim loke. Rav Yanai said that we voted that if somebody covers up seeds of kelayim loke, they get malchus. Am Rav Rabbi Yonachanan. Lav Mishnah seinu izu. Isn't that the Mishnah? What do you mean? By kelayim akerem. That's what our Mishnah talks about. Yesh choresh tlam echad v'chayev ala bishim shimon alavin. Hachoresh b'shor v'chamar v'imukdashin v'kelayim b'kerem. Right? What's the case that you're plowing in the kerem? Lav de michsi bahadei va'azil, de azil. Isn't it that you have seeds and now plowing means you're putting the dirt on the seeds and you're covering it? Isn't that the isser of chofet b'kelayim? So amar lei. So Rabbi Yochanan answers that to Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai quoted this brisa. Rabbi Yochanan says, isn't that the Mishnah? Rabbi Yanai says, hey, if I wouldn't have tipped you off, so then you wouldn't have known the pshat. Ilav de dalai l'chachaspa, mishach mashkenes marganita tuta. If I wouldn't have removed the shard and uncovered the diamond, you wouldn't have found the diamond. Meaning you would have said the iser of chofe is based on something else. Chofe b'kalayim maybe could have been like Rabbi Akiva. We'll see in a second. Rabbi Akiva who holds is an iser of mikayim kilayim. Even without a maisa, just mikayim kilayim basata. But because I kind of hinted to you, that's what you said. That's the case of the Mishnah. So Amalei Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, not to make him feel bad. Ilav de kilse gavar rabba. Hava amina masisa mani Rabbi Akiva hi. Damar hamikayim kilayim loke. If the gavar rabba wouldn't have complimented you. We'll get to more Gavur Rabba B'Hashem on tomorrow's daf. If the Gavur Rabba wouldn't have complimented you and agreed, maybe you could have said, the Mishnah, the statement is based on Rabbi Kiva Shita, of Mekayim Kilayim Biv, and that's also Loke, right? Even without a Maisa, Lichora. So, but you didn't, he complimented you, and that's why you know your Pshat is right. It's not just Rabbi Akiva, it's Lekulei Alma, like our Mishnah says. My Rabbi Akiva, which Rabbi Akiva are we talking about? The Tanya, HaMenache Shamachapa B'Kilayim Loke. Rabbi Akiva Omer, you don't have to weed or do anything. Afa Mekayim. My time with Rabbi Akiva, Detanya Sadcha Lo Sizra Kilayim. Right, you shouldn't plant kilayim. Ain li ela zorea mekayim inayin. Tamalomar kilayim. We kind of like break up the pasuk in a way that's not pshat. Kilayim sadcha lo. Even though the sadcha lo is going on the next phrase, but we could also darshan it in this way. Why it's written in this way? To give us a deeper insight into even kim mekayim kilayim bekerem. The Torah Zroim, we've mentioned this in the past. The Lundish Brisker Sefer on Inyani Zroim. The Torah Zroim says that when it comes to kilayim, there's many indications that kilayim, the root of kilayim, is an issue of Maris Ayin. Usually Maris Ayin is a Durabanan issue, as we just learned before from the Ritva about putting the ashes on the wound. It's a Maris Ayin of tattoos. But, says the Torah Zroim, in the world of Kilayim, a lot of Mishnayos, right? We have the case of Beis Tur, somebody has a field that's, comes to a point, it's like a triangle next to another field. And it's Kilayim, these two things, but because it looks like a different field, it's not Kilayim. On a Daraisa level, that's the Yesod, the Torah Zroim says, towards the beginning of Meseches Kilayim. Iker taima de haidinahu. Alpima de mavur baharbi makomus Mesechazu. De Iker Yesod, Dina de Kilayakarim, Tali bemaris ha'ayin. Vahainu, kol zriya, sheish ba irbuvya lefi maris ha'ayin, asura mishum kilei zrayim. Abalam ein bab irbuvya az lo chayshinan klau, mashe yon kim zeh mizeh. Right, in the classic example of the Mishnah I just mentioned, Bei Zayin, Hayarosh Tarchitim, Nichnas, Mishal Zroi Mutter, Bebeshu Kinire, Kisof, Sadeyu. It's clear that it's different. Or the Mishnah says, Notei Adam Kishas Vadalas Loto Guma Echad, you could plant them in one Guma, Ubilvad, as long as you push the leaves in opposite directions. Shedei Zu, Notei Letzadzu, Vezuna Letzadzu, Hare Lehedya, Da'af Shiesh Kantaroves Hayanika, even though they're getting nourishment from the same ground, Afilo Hachi Mutter, Kivan she'ein kan irbuvya. V'chein kol shar ha'arachakos ha'shnias v'mesechazu ha'kolhu mishum irbuvya. It's all mishum irbuvya, and that's what he calls the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayis. Shmar elu ha'ikarim v'hu shekelayim einu ha'zarbo elo lamaris ha'ayim. The Rambam says it. L'fichach, kishayira ha'tzemech ha'acher muvdal hu mutter. And then so he quotes that from the Rambam, he quotes that from the Rush, that Maris Ayin, in the context of Kilayim, is on the level of De'oraisa. Then the question is, would you be Mechalik between different types of Kilayim? Would you say there's a difference between Kilay HaKerem and Kilay Zroim? Kilay HaKerem we know is Asur Bahana. Pentukdash Hamalei Azer Asher Tizra. So that's the different issues. Kilay Zroim, also, if you remember, the Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim talks about the Isser of Kilay Behema, crossbreeding and making new types of animals and plants. And that's what Ramban, in a much quoter Ramban, discusses that you can't play God. Right, that's what Kilayim is. It's like playing God. Hamarkev Shnei Minim, Mishane Umachish, B'maisa Bracious, Ki'ilu Yashov, Shalo Hishlim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'olam, HaKol HaTzarech. Hashem didn't finish the job. V'yachpotsu La'azor B'briyaso Shalolam. I want to help with Maisa Bracious, Lo Sipo Brias. Right, there are many chazals that say, Ki'ilu Yershutav and Maisa Bracious, but you have to go like the Ki'ilus. You can't actually try. Right, Ki'ilu, if you judge a case properly, here the Ramban is saying, to be an actual creator is a problem. V'amina B'bali Chayim, Lo Yolidu Min B'Shein Omino, V'gamat Smachim, Asher Yisrachvu Min B'Shein Omino, Ein Parim Somech Achreichein. And therefore the Ramban says it shouldn't be done. Right? When Rav Yashiv was asked about the cloning issues, many different sources were brought to him. He didn't think any of them were shayach until he got to this Ramban. He said, this Ramban is shayach for the cloning sugya. And again, whatever other halachas that might come up and ethical issues that might come up, the Ramban says, it is not our job to play God in this way to create new species. Again, there's a question, Einol Davar Sof, where do you say this, right? To create try to look for a cure for something. You know, that's, so where do you draw the line? But again, this is at least related to that sugya, and one has to make sure that one deals with these issues from the proper perspective and always with the right kavanas. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue.